Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode number 82 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I am giving you four reasons that we celebrate Christmas. In other words, today is our Christmas episode.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to the Christmas edition of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and this show will give you the tools that you need to transform lives and reach the world with your message. Well, think about this. We are about to have Christmas morning, and gifts are going to be opened, and the turkey's going to be in the oven. Well, despite all of the festivities, we must not forget the reason that we celebrate the season. You know, Christmas has always been my favorite holiday. My freshman year of college, I made it my goal to sing "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas." Well, with all the presents under the tree, the Sism family is going to celebrate another wonderful Christmas this holiday season. So, I want you to sit back, relax. This episode is going to be fun because I'm going to walk you through four wonderful reasons why we celebrate Christmas time. My friends, let's get the show going. And again, Merry, Merry Christmas to you and to your family from the Sism family here. We are excited. We worked hard today to get our Christmas cards put together, and they're going to be going out in the mail tomorrow. I actually picked them up from Costco this afternoon. I ordered them yesterday, so talk about getting things done at the last minute. But that's how it goes. And I have all of my wife's gifts ordered. They should be here. Most of them should be here tomorrow. Yes, I know. I waited too long to order some of the gifts, but that's how it goes. And I do have some under the tree. So I can't discount the fact that I have some under the tree, and they have been there. They have been there since Black Friday. Yeah, that's right. I went shopping Black Friday. If you missed that, you can listen to that episode. I want to say it was probably episode 78, could be 77, anywhere in there. And I talked a little bit about what happened on, what day was that? Black Friday. I was just talking about that. Well, it was crazy because the whole goal of Christmas is to be jolly. It's to be happy. It's to give of yourself, give gifts, and make people feel accepted and loved. Well, these people weren't feeling that way, and they just wanted to push everything. I don't know. They were just pushing the envelope. People got upset, and there were curse words flying. I thought I was going to see a fist fight happen. That is how intense this was when I was at Menards. Well, I said to the cashier next to me after these people and a store employee just were going at it with each other, basically at each other's throats after it was all settled down. I turned to my cashier and everybody else around and I said, "Well, Merry Christmas," because that all sure defeats the purpose of 'tis the season to be jolly. And I love Christmas. Christmas has always been my favorite holiday. I mentioned at the opening of the show that I made it a goal to sing "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas." I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Well, I have to say, I made it 365 days singing that Christmas song, along with Let It Snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, don't turn the podcast off just yet. I wouldn't blame you if you did. Oh, I'm just telling you, I love this season. I think the joy of Christmas far outweighs, I think, what happens in our society. And so when I think of all the presents under the tree, and I think of the Sism family gathering around to hear the Christmas story, there are some things that we always have to hold on to. Because I think so many times we get into the spirit of things without fully understanding why. And I think we have this mentality that Christmas is about the gifts and the presents and the singing. But there is so much more to Christmas than all of that. Christmas is, it's about joy. It's about giving. It's about salvation. It's about family. It's about love and peace. Our church actually just has been in this series called The Gifts of Christmas. And my father, Pastor Dale Sism, has really been honing in on four gifts: love, joy, peace, love, joy, peace, and hope. And these are like the four main gifts of Christmas that God gives us. And his whole premise of this series is, forget about what's happening around us. Forget about the turmoil. Forget about the heartache. Because there is something so much more intense for us. There's something so much more joyful for us to grasp onto, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus came to give us life and life to the full. And if you're not a believer in Jesus, you know, this is probably not going to be the episode for you. You can still take some really good notes out of here, but I'm really going to be focusing in on my faith as a pastor and as a husband and as a family man. Everything points to Jesus. Everything points to Jesus. And if we don't take the time to honor the one who gives us life, and we don't take the time to say, "Happy birthday, Jesus." You know, there's a song, a little girl sings, and I can't remember the full song, but it's, "Happy birthday, Jesus." It's about Jesus. It's about thinking of what he did for us. He was a baby who came to a stable. There was no room in the inn. His mother and father had to care for him in a stable in a little town of Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Jesus came to give us life and life to the full, and he did that by offering himself as a living sacrifice. He offered himself up so that we could be saved. He offered himself up so that we could have life. He offered himself up so that he could bring peace to our wayward souls. That's what it's about. Christmas is about joy. It's about peace. It's about patience. And so while you're in the middle of presents and thinking about Santa Claus. You know, we got to remember it's about Jesus. Even though Santa Claus is kind of fun, because he just kind of brings the joy out in Christmas.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good.
So as I think about all of the music that happens, and especially the whole Santa Claus thing, you know, Santa Claus is one of these things that, well, not everybody celebrates, not everybody participates in. And in Monday's blog post, I really talked about how, even though we don't celebrate Santa Claus in our household, the idea of anticipating his coming, anticipating the gifts that he's going to bring, is very much, I believe, a type of Jesus. It's a type of Christ, because we sit, we put the cookies out, we put the milk out, and we wait with bated breath of what's going to come, of what's going to be arriving. And I think Israel was very, very much in that same kind of mindset. It's they put their hopes out, like we do the cookies and the milk. They put their hopes out and their dreams out there, and they held on to the prophecies of the prophets, and the prophets were saying, the Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. And they waited with bated breath. And then finally, the day arrives. 2,000 years ago, a little virgin girl named Mary and her betrothed husband, Joseph, they sat there in amazement, staring at the tiny little form in front of them in that stable that night. I can't imagine fully what was going through their minds, because I don't think they could comprehend what just happened and what was about to happen. I mean, I know to a sense what they were feeling as parents, because you wait all that time just to see that little one born, that little one enter the world, and you want to do everything you can to wrap them up and hold them tight, because they're your child. They're your very, very special gift from God. And I think Mary had this much deeper understanding, in a sense, because the Bible says she treasured all these things in her heart, what the shepherds had told her. I believe Mary treasured these things because she fully understood who Jesus was. But I don't think she fully understood why, until Jesus died. You see, number one, Christmas is about Jesus. So if you follow my blog for any time, any amount of time, I honestly don't hide the fact that I'm a Jesus follower, that I am a pastor at a church. I'm one of the pastors at Life Church in Eden Prairie. And I was mentioning that Pastor Dale, the senior pastor of the church, has been going through this series called The Gifts of Christmas. And if you want to listen to those, I encourage you to listen to them. I have all four of them up so far. There's going to be Christmas Eve and Christmas Day that are going to be coming next week. But go to EP Life, EP as in Eden Prairie, EP Life, LIFE .org /messages. So EP Life .org/messages, and I'll have the link in the show notes. You can find the show notes at jbsism.com/082. But we wouldn't be celebrating gifts, we wouldn't be taking pictures with Santa Claus, we wouldn't be gathering around the table with turkey and stuffing and all the trimmings, if Jesus hadn't come to Bethlehem in Israel that day. So in a sense, this is Jesus' birthday. And so I think it's so vitally important for us to remember to give thanks to God, who loved us so much that he gave us his one and only Son. And that brings me to number two, that Christmas is not just about Jesus, but Christmas is about salvation. You see, I believe the reason we celebrate Christmas is because of a God who loved us. When God made mankind, Adam and Eve, he put them in a garden. You can find this in Genesis chapter 1 in the Bible, in the Holy Bible, the Christian Bible. In Genesis chapter 1, God made the world and everything in it. And then he placed mankind in a garden he made. Well, the problem with inside this garden is there was a serpent. Now, everything in the world, everything that was made was good. But there was this serpent, this crafty serpent, who is seeking to devour and destroy Adam and Eve, to help them fall from grace. And that's exactly what happened. Adam and Eve fell from grace. And when that happened, mankind became separated from God. It's like this chasm between us and God became so wide that we couldn't reach God on our own. And we can't reach God on our own. And that separation from God has truly thrown the world into chaos. It really has. It's thrown the world into chaos. I mean, just look around us. We see wars. We see rumors of wars. I mean, my heart breaks for what's happening in Aleppo right now, and the children that are suffering and the people that are suffering because men are evil in their hearts. You know, I look at some of the injustices that have happened in our own nation. And my heart breaks for the families. You know, separation from God is what has thrown the world into chaos. And that separation is, it's killing the world, literally. However, because God had such a great love for us, that Jesus died. He gave his Son. The Bible says in John 3:16, it's one of the most famous verses in the Bible. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whosoever," that means anybody who believes in him, "shall not perish, but have everlasting life." In other words, if you believe in God that he raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess that with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, you are saved. It's as simple as that. Jesus came to give us salvation. That's what Christmas is all about. And so my statement to you is this. If you haven't thought about Jesus much, or you've not given your life to Jesus, let this Christmas be the beginning of a relationship with the Creator of the universe. That is what it's all about. And if we can take the time to allow our hearts to align with God, we can see that God has loved us so much.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again,
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every...
You know, before we continue on with the other two points I have to make, I wanted to let you know, if you have not joined my mailing list at jbsism.com, I encourage you to do so. Head over to jbsism.com/subscribe, and you can download a free ebook that I have for you. Ready, set, publish. In this ebook, you're going to find 7 reasons that you should publish your book, write and publish your book this year. So if you're like most of my readers, you want to get your message into a world that needs to hear it, but maybe you're missing that one little element that will take your book to the next level. That's exactly why I wrote my new ebook, Ready, Set, Publish. 7 reasons you should publish your book this year. And by subscribing to my free email newsletter, it's the only way to get it. Now, here's the deal. Your privacy is protected. Your information is going to be secure. I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to sell it. I hate spam, so you're not going to get any of it. But I just want you to see my videos, my newsletters, every blog post, and you're going to receive an email 2 to 3 times a week when you subscribe. But my main goal is to get you to read this ebook, Ready, Set, Publish. So if you want to actually read and you want to take your book to the next level, this is what you are going to need. Well, I've been talking about the 4 reasons. The 4 reasons we celebrate Christmas. And the first one I mentioned is Christmas is about Jesus. And I'm not making any apologies because I am a follower of Jesus. And so Christmas is about Jesus and following him and having that anticipation for what Jesus has to bring us. And secondly, Christmas is about salvation. And I believe that the very reason we can even celebrate this day is because of a God who loved us. Because God so loved us that he gave his only son, Jesus. So number 3, Christmas is about family. Christmas is about family. So every year sitting around the Christmas tree, our family has a standing tradition. Every year we read the Christmas story out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. So every year we read the Christmas story out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. So I wanted to take a moment here and I'm going to read the same passage that our family reads every Christmas. So Luke chapter 2, I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. It says this, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing in Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.' And so it was when the angels had gone into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those who heard in marveled at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they heard and seen as it was told them. You know, when our family reads the Christmas story each year, my heart is warmed. I mean, I honestly don't remember a year that the story hasn't been read. For my wife and I, this is going to be our fourth Christmas as a married couple, our fifth one together. But our first Christmas, my wife and I began the same tradition. And this year, I'm going to again read the Christmas story. Our daughter was introduced to it last year, and this year, we're going to read it again. And so my encouragement, as you celebrate with your family, set a new tradition with your family. You know, take time to read Luke chapter 2. Take the time to pray for your family this year. Take the time to show how much you love them, because honestly, it's not about receiving gifts. It's about sharing love with one another, honoring one another, and doing good to one another. Number four, Christmas is about giving. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to give. I love watching people open a hard thought gift I got them. I love giving almost more than I like receiving. Even though I love receiving gifts, I can't wait to dig into that paper on Christmas morning. But I believe this one is one of the best characteristics of the Christmas season. But you know, I think in all of the shopping, I think there's more bickering than giving. I certainly witnessed that on Black Friday. You know, the Bible says it is far better to give than it is to receive. So when you give this year, remember that it was God who first gave his son for us so that we may have eternal life. You know, my friends, that's what it's all about. It's about helping people find Jesus, helping people learn that love conquers all. And when you celebrate Christmas this year, think about your family. Think about the salvation that Jesus has given. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So my friends, Merry, Merry Christmas. You know, I want to give you a very special Merry Christmas from my family to yours. And I pray that as you celebrate, you're going to find the joy that Christ has to offer. And I want your home to be filled with the love of God this Christmas. So I wanted to let everybody know this, that I have made the decision that every year I'm going to be taking a week off between Christmas and New Year's. And because Christmas kind of fell in a funky place, you got a full week with me here just before Christmas. So yay, that's pretty exciting. You're going to get one more message from me. It's going to go on my blog, and it's just going to say Merry Christmas. And you're going to get that on Christmas Day. But however, that's already scheduled. I did that a few days ago. But I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a Christmas vacation where I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to stay at home. I'm going to spend time with my family, and I'm going to plan for 2017. So you're not going to be able to find a new blog post from me or a new podcast episode. Well, the blog post is going to be January 2nd is when the next new blog post is going to come out. And then I will not have a new podcast episode until Wednesday, January 4th. So I just want you to have a very, very Merry Christmas, because there is nothing better than enjoying Christmas together with your family and spending that time. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's show. You can find the full show notes by visiting my website at jbsism.com/082. And if you enjoyed today's show, please tell somebody and share the show with them. You know, my goal each week is to bring a message of clarity by giving you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has placed on your heart. Well, my friends, next week, take the time to enjoy your family and your friends throughout the Christmas season. Discover something magical this year by leaving everything behind and focusing on what is important. Giving of yourself to others. Well, my friends, my name is Jason Sism. I will see you right here on this podcast, January 4th. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.